Joining us live, White House correspondent Paul Brandis of the West Wing Report. Paul, the president is already getting directions from the Republicans on what they want to hear in this State of the Union, which is a smaller government and spend less.
It's going to be two competing visions, Dick. And what we're really talking about to me is not just the State of the Union itself, but both sides are really laying out the groundwork for the 2012 campaign, which is now just a year away. Over the weekend, the president said he wants to make government, quote, leaner and smarter and cut deficits in a responsible way. The Republican answer to that is that's all just a euphemism for more big government spending, and this is not the time to be doing that.
And I think you hit on the right theme here as we look at this speech. Obviously, it will be the president saying, here's my plan looking forward, and fundamentally you take from that, here is my plan on why you should reelect me in 2 years.
Well, that's true. And if you look at the polls over the last couple of weeks, it looks like there, in fact, has been a switch. The president is now up, and I think this is remarkable for just a month. He is up 8 points in, I think, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll from 45% to 53%. That is a big move for a month, and I think there are two reasons for that. One, the very successful lame duck session that he had, and two, his even-handed, and I think most parties would agree, his very eloquent handling of the Tucson shooting and the speech that he made out there. Both of those things have kind of restored to some degree kind of the presidential aura around him. So, you know, he has got his mojo back to some extent, and the Republicans, meantime, are kind of a back to the future thing, fighting about health care, when in fact polls show that issue to some extent is now starting to fade just a little bit. So it looks like Obama is maybe getting a little bit of an upper hand, and the GOP has to play catch up here.
What do you expect in terms of the president tomorrow evening talking about this whole issue of civility? He addressed it certainly during the speech in Tucson. Would you anticipate that there might be even more of that as he peers out over a group of members of Congress that might actually be sitting with each other, Republican and Democrat?
Well, that's what we're hearing, and some of the people that will sit in the gallery with Mrs. Obama, of course, they always take time to point out some people, and I think there are going to be some of the Arizona folks who will be invited and sit with the First Lady. So no question that will be part of it, and that plays to the president's agenda, Dick, because he wants to kind of take the high road here, appear presidential, and the State of the Union is the time and the place to do it. So there's no question that that is going to be part of the speech. That is going to be woven in and out throughout the speech. And again, the Republicans are going to have to tone down their rhetoric and adjust to that.
All right. That's Paul Brandis of the West Wing Report with us here live. And, of course, full coverage of the president's State of the Union address right here on KNX 1070 tomorrow.